Today's Leading Women episode 666 with the wonderful Karen Ripoli.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I did it? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Karen Ripoli. Karen Ripoli is a successful entrepreneur with over 8 years of experience in content marketing and business systems. She launched her company HIT Virtual in 2007 that specializes in helping entrepreneurs and small business navigate the challenges of establishing and maintaining an internet business. Karen's practical proven systems helps entrepreneurs accomplish their business goals. Karen is passionate about helping motivated entrepreneurs so they can manifest their brilliance to the world. To learn more, visit www.hitvirtual.com. Again, that's www.hitvirtual.com. Women of the world, Ms. Karen Ripoli. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marie. It's good to be here.
It's a delight to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Karen, I really love what you're doing with your business, especially with HIT Virtual. You are accessing your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the SWOT equity, the knowledge and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment any time about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start with your business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea about that niche?
Sure. I started my business 8 years ago, and when I first started out, I was strictly worked as a virtual assistant. Over the 8 years, my business has kind of evolved to keep pace with what's going on at the internet and with more skills that I learn and pick up on the way. So now I help the entrepreneurs with their content marketing. And content marketing, while it's a newer term, is not anything that we haven't been doing for 8 years. It's blogging on your website, the content on your website, social media, article marketing, all of those things that you do to deliver your content to the world. And the other part of it is actually online business manager. And a lot of entrepreneurs, when they get started, they are focused on, say, if you're a coach, they're focused on just being a coach, and they really don't know a lot about the systems that you use with an online business. So they need help, or they're not very techie. So we manage things like shopping carts and email marketing and all the nuts and bolts that happen behind the scenes to run a successful business.
Love what I'm hearing about your business, and love this niche that you've carved out, because yes, I agree with you. I mean, having someone like you and your company take those, especially the tech stuff, because that was not my area of expertise either. I'd rather give those ones to the people like you who are expert, and you're really doing a great service to all of us as entrepreneurs, especially in the online world, the tech stuff, particularly content creation. So that way we can focus on the other part of our business that are important. So lovely you have this one there. But what continues to inspire you doing this business?
Well, I worked in corporate America as an office manager and bookkeeper for probably 15 years before I started my own business. And it was kind of a desire to be my own boss, set my own hours, and have that freedom, as well as kind of a disillusionment with corporate and how they sometimes treat their employees. as, you know, just little drones and robots and not real people. At the time, I had two small children, both under the age of six. And I had a desire to be able to spend that time with my family and be there for them while still supporting my family.
Yes, I mean, love that you shared that one, because I'm sure a lot of us share that sentiment. I mean, most of the time, it is the drive in us that wanting to start our own business, not just for the freedom and the flexibility that owning your business affords you, but of course, when you are working in a corporate world, for example, you are not happy with, you know, create that opportunity for yourself. And I'm sure a lot of us share this sentiment with you, so thanks for sharing that. Now, let's talk about how you prepared for success to turn this idea or to turn this inspiration into a reality. Can you share, listeners, what are some of your personality traits or your top three personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
Okay, the three personal traits are really encompassed in the name of my business. The HIT is actually an acronym that stands for honesty, integrity, and tenacity. So, and those are really the core values that I hold in my personal life as well as in my business life. You think everybody needs honesty and integrity, and in the corporate world, that certainly wasn't true. So I've held so closely to those principles that every time I'm dealing with a client or a client's client, to hold those principles really true, and have actually refused to do anything that was outside of my integrity. The tenacity part is really, really big for me. I often say tenacity is my middle name. When I first started out, I didn't know anything about, I knew very little about what I was doing, but I picked up a book and I read, and I went on the internet and I researched, and it probably in the first 2 or 3 years, I just never said no. Somebody said, can you do this? I'm like, oh yes, I can do that. And then I go find out how to do it. So I had the tenacity to stick with a problem or an issue, whatever it may be, to figure out how to do it and how to do it to perfection.
I love that acronym. I was wondering about that, HIT. So that's honesty, integrity, and tenacity. Great personal qualities here that Karen just shared with us. And the good news is that we can all cultivate and adopt them into our lives. All right, let's talk about some of the challenges that you face as an entrepreneur, because as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that, you know, that define our being. And to get to those challenges takes a very special person, and our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business, and how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges is actually something that I help other entrepreneurs do, and that's releasing what I don't do well. Of course, when you're a new entrepreneur, you want to do everything yourself, and you have to keep everything in your hand because this is your baby, and you don't want to let it go. You don't want to turn it over to anybody else. And because, you know, I'm constantly telling entrepreneurs to turn part of their baby over to me. And I really had a struggle doing that myself. And there's areas of the business, as far as budgeting and finance, that I really needed to turn over and give that to. I actually gave it to my husband, not an outsourced person, but I had to give that to somebody else. And when I did that, my bottom line actually tripled because I let that go. So that was a biggie for me. Another area was in setting limits, and this is setting limits with your clients and setting limits with your family. Setting limits with your client, just for example, when I first started, my clients could call me 24/7, and I actually did have some of them call me at 3 o'clock in the morning, waking me up, of course. And, you know, it wasn't even that they were in a different time zone, which I run into quite frequently, but she was in my time zone, and she was just, there's no limits on when she could contact me or what she could demand of my time. And if you don't set those limits, you're not showing up as a professional, and you're not showing up as a business. You know, it's like, this is just something you do part-time and they can interrupt anytime. So it's very important to set those limits. And on the flip side of that, with a family, if you work at home, as I do, you have to set some limits with your family. And I started doing this when my children were very young. And we had hand signals that if they walked in the room and mom was on the phone or something, I showed them this little hand sign and they knew, okay, mom can't be bothered right now. But as soon as she's done, she'll take care of my needs. And you just have to set those limits with everybody in your family. And the third thing kind of builds on that. It's take care of your own self-care. As an entrepreneur, it's like we run around and try to take care of everybody else. If you're a mom on top of that, wow, double whammy, because you're trying to take care of the family and the business and your clients, and you kind of can lose yourself and forget that you got to take care of you. And if you're not happy and healthy, then no one else will be happy and healthy.
Great lessons in those challenges that you shared with us. I certainly can relate to them, especially what you said about letting go of some of those control, releasing those things that you don't do well and letting others do it for you, outsourcing or delegating. Oh, this was huge for me in the beginning, and what a relief after I did it because now I can focus on the things that I do well and that I enjoy doing, and those things, especially those tech stuff that I have no clue, I have no idea to what to do, or that will take me like days or hours to do when somebody else who's an expert on it can do it very quickly. Really important to understand that concept and being able to let go of some of those controls so you can focus on other things that are important in your business as well. Setting limits with your clients and your family, that's so huge. And of course, taking care of your own self, where I know, especially when you have family, yourself is usually in the backbone of everything, by the backstage. You know, it's the last thing that we find time for, because you want to make time for other people first. But it's really important to prioritize your own self-care as well. And on that note, love for us to touch on work-life balance a little bit, because this is an area that a lot of us are challenged with. And really the challenge with entrepreneurs is how to click on and click off and create a work-life balance, particularly if you have a family juggling many roles. So in your life as an entrepreneur, how do you maintain this work-life balance? And what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business?
I think, you know, going back to the other question is putting your self-care first, but being really in tune to how you feel and how you're processing with work. I had a hard time in the beginning going, okay, I'm getting stressed out now. I need to stop and go take myself out of the space and chill out a little bit. It's hard for an entrepreneur to do that, especially when you have that tenacity thrown in there, because I don't want to stop. I get my hands in it. I get my teeth into something. I want to stay with it. It really helped me to have an accountability partner who could say, Karen, that's it. Stop right now. Put this away for 30 minutes. And then you go back to it, and all of a sudden it's something that you were just beating your head against the wall. It's like, bam, you know, it's simple because you stopped and de-stressed. And I think you really need to find out what de-stresses you. It could be different for different people. I know some people will take a good book and read it, and that de-stresses them. Some people cook. With me, it's driving race cars or jumping out of airplanes or anything that's a little off the wall and adventurous. That's what really distresses me. And that works for me. It wouldn't work for everybody. It might stress some people out more. And I think, you know, the last thing is to make sure your goal is to be happy. It's really been a theme in my life the last 3 years that regardless of anything, I'm going to be happy, and I will not compromise my happy for anything. And if you have this goal in mind, and everything you work in all those areas, everything you work for is headed for that goal, that you will be happy, then things are going to kind of fall into place, and you get perspective on that.
Love that. Love those tips that you shared with us. So simple and yet so important. I love what you stress about prioritizing self-care, being in tune with how you feel and honoring how you feel and slow down when you feel like you have to slow down. Having that accountability partner is huge as well. And love what you say about knowing what distresses you and make your goal to be happy and not doing anything that compromises, because that really is. I mean, we're doing this business. We're doing what we do to be happy, and I'm sure no one will contradict that one. I mean, we want to be happy with everything that we do, or with how we feel, how we are in the world, how we are with other people. Yeah, so things that we can do to, if you know what the outcome is, for example, if that's your outcome, then you will do things naturally to be able to achieve the outcome that you want, the result that you want. So do things that really are going to help you in achieving that goal. So if you want to be happy, do things that makes you happy. And distressing, that thing that you said about distressing, that's really important. So let's incorporate these tips that Karen just shared with us. Now we can have, or we can at least have a work-life balance. I don't believe in perfect balance because I don't think there's such thing, but at least we can integrate work, our work and our life, and at least be happy and enjoy what we do and not neglecting other areas of our lives that are important as well. All right, let's talk about success and what success mean to you. Your business appears to be financially doing quite well, and with that success flows into other areas in the entrepreneur's life. Now, would like to also say that success is a mindset. I can have $10 in my pocket, but my mind feels like a millionaire. I feel great about myself and I'm moving forward. The opposite way will be a multi-billionaire and be totally miserable. So am I successful? Financially, yes. Individually, probably not. So in your journey as an entrepreneur, what does success mean to you, and what are some of the benchmarks that you use to measure your success?
Success to me has been when everything in my life is just clicking along and everything sort of works together. The business is working, we're full of work to do. So the business is hopping along. I'm talking to new clients all the time and doing new things in the business. One of the great things about what I do is that it's ever changing. As I said, I started out straight administrative stuff. I was a virtual assistant. Now I've evolved to where now I'm doing content marketing, which is in my sweet spot of writing and doing things like that. So I've evolved. So as long as I'm evolving in the business is growing, that means success to me. As long as my family is happy, as long as I'm happy, then that's success to me, that I'm keeping the personal life is going along. To me, one of the big things was when I got to the point where I could actually go, okay, I'm going on vacation this week, and I actually have a couple assistants, but I'm going on vacation this week and I'm going to leave my business with my assistant and get offline, and none of my clients will ever know the difference. So I had that freedom to let her do it, and I could go have fun or whatever it may be. And the other thing was, I really like to travel. And as I mentioned, I like to do kind of odd things, but I really like to travel. When I had the freedom that I could go, okay, yeah, 2 weeks from now, I'm going to California. I live on the East Coast. 2 weeks from now, I'm going to California. And I had the freedom and the ability to do that, both because I know my business is well taken care of through my assistants, and I have the financial means to do that as well. So those are the big things there.
I love your perspective on success. Yes, it really is about the freedom and the having those options, the choice that we get as a result of having this business that we are building, or that you have. It really affords you to be able to do those things that you want, be able to travel, be able to do the things you want with your family, be able to give back. Those are the great benefits of being in a business. And at the end of the day, that's what really matters. I mean, those intangible benefits that we get being in business. All All right, I know you've given us a lot of tips already, but I'd love for us to talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience, so take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learned would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
The first one would be to set your business goals. That's something that I didn't do when I first started out. I had a general goal in mind for what I wanted to do, but it wasn't really well thought out. I just wanted to support my family, you know, so I was like, eh. So set your goals and actually write them down, and write them down somewhere where you can go back to them. I actually have a little notebook. It's actually, I like it to be a pretty notebook. So I have a pretty notebook in my desk drawer, and I write down my goals, my short-term goals and my long-term goals. And then I go back and refer back to them, especially anytime you need any motivation or you kind of get a sense, or sometimes we get so tied up in the day-to-day of business that we lose our sense of where we're going. And if you can go back and open up your pretty little notebook or your tablet or something, and you can see, oh, yeah, okay, this is where I'm going, and I'm doing this and this to get there. So it kind of gets you centered and gives you back to where you started out going. Of course, those goals will change through the years, definitely. The second thing is to be realistic. Sometimes I know entrepreneurs, I talk to a lot of new entrepreneurs, and a lot of times they have kind of unrealistic goals about what they're going to do with their business or how soon their business is going to be there as in where they want to go. You have to keep in mind that the latest figures that I've seen said that most small businesses or startups fail within 5 years. So it's a building process. It's a step-by-step process. And we don't want anybody to be one of those five that don't make it. We want you to make it, or not one of those that don't make it in 5 years. We want you to be the one that goes past the 5 years. So be realistic with your goals. Set little steps to get up to them. And, you know, don't get discouraged. If you're overly optimistic, you're going to make six figures in your first year, for example. Not likely. I hope you do. But it is not very likely that first year you're going to make six figures. You're going to lose money for a while. So be realistic with that so you don't get discouraged. And then again, when you do get discouraged, go back and look at those goals so you can get self-centered again. And the third thing I always tell everybody is to start building your dream team from the beginning. Now, when we talk about the dream team, we're talking about your support network. And, you know, it might be an assistant. It might be somebody to handle the technical issues. And some entrepreneurs go, oh my gosh, I can't do that right now. I don't have the money. I don't have the funds. I haven't started. But you plan for that. And as soon as you can, you add that on. Because if you're not a techie person, you're going to spend more money beating your head against the computer because you can't figure out the tech part than you would to just outsource it to have somebody else do it for you. So start building your dream team, and remember your dream team for your work and your dream team in your home life too, because that supports your work. As entrepreneurs, it's very hard to pull the two apart. So if you have the support everywhere and build that dream team, then that you can always build on it, and that will just help you to go forward and meet those goals.
Love those tips that you shared with us. So let me just summarize them again for our listeners. The first one is to set your business goals and write them down and reread them or refocus on or revisit them. Really important. Yeah, I do this on a daily basis because it really reminds me, especially during those days, like what you said, that, oh, I'm having such a low day and I feel like, oh, I need, and then that reminds me, okay, why am I doing this? It really helps me with that motivation and that energy, the strength to continue doing what I'm doing. So really important to have, to set your goals and write them down and then revisiting them often. Be realistic with your goals. Love that. And I know, you know, those overnight success that we see, those are years of energy and time and resources that they put into. We often don't see that, you know, so don't be discouraged if you fail or if your business or you're not getting to the goals that you set for yourself to start with, and be in this for the long term. You know, success is going to happen. It's not going to be like overnight, because there's no such thing as overnight. Those things that we see overnight success, those are years of hard work and discipline and commitment. So don't be discouraged when you fail or when you don't meet your goals right away. Be in it for a long haul. I love what you said about the third one, who is starting building your dream team. Yes, I agree. You know, when I started delegating and outsourcing, that was when I realized that, wow, I am growing faster than I thought possible. You know, there's so much we can do for with ourselves. It's really important to be able to get that support system around you, not just business, like what Karen said, but also in your personal life. And the good thing is that, for example, with Karen and her company, she provides this kind of services that that can help you outsource or delegate some of the tasks that you do, for example, content creation, because you need to get your message out there. So great tips here that Karen, you shared with us. Let's take action on them today, and I'll make sure to have them on our show notes. Last but not least, Karen, share our listeners the one woman out there that you admire the most and why.
You know, I thought about this question for a long time, and it really hasn't changed, actually, since I was a child. And at a young age, I read the autobiography of Helen Keller and the story of how she was helped by her teacher. And she was just remarkable. I mean, she came up against so many odds in her personal life that was, you know, all out of her control. And she overcome all of them, and she just had such great tenacity in working. Once her teacher opened up that world for her, she really had to work, and she really made something out of herself and became a writer herself. And, you know, she just strikes me as a woman that really embodies all of those traits that I like myself, and that, you know, and not comparing myself to her, but, you know, she embodies all the traits that I like to see in other women, and particularly in entrepreneurs. But she was just awesome.
Yes. I mean, she's such an inspiration. I mean, her story, wow, talk about strength and courage and being out there and tenacity. Wow. Such a great inspiration. So to Helen Keller, for not just being an inspiration to you, but to all of us here at Today's Leading Women, we salute her. Lastly, Karen, share our listeners what's one big benefit that they can get with your product or your service, where they can get it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
Okay. You know, I always say work with us to free up your time so that you can work in your sweet spot, whatever that may be. Let us work in our sweet spot, and we'll take care of any of your content marketing or any of your administrative and technical tasks that aren't really where you want to be. So that frees you up to do what you do best when we're doing what we do best. And we can meet you anywhere in that process you are. We write for people, and we take their writing and market it. So we can meet you anywhere in the process that you are and work alongside of you to bring that brilliance to the world. And my website is hitvirtual.com. And if you go on the tab on the website that says consultation, you can book a free 30-minute consultation with me where we can decide, you know, how we can help you specifically.
All right, so that's www.hitvirtual.com, HITvirtual.com. Highly encourage you to go there now. If you're listening and you have a business or you already started or are getting started, I'm sure Karen and her company can help you take advantage of the 30-minute free consultation that Karen is offering. I'd love for you to go there now at www.hitvirtual.com and find out if her products or services resonate with you. And I know this is one thing that really, I mean, I can attest to the fact that outsourcing, having somebody or being able to delegate, having an assistant or having being able to free up some of your time to the things that you do well. Love what you said about focusing so that you can focus on your sweet spot. And that is one of the benefits of being able to delegate or outsource some of the tasks that we do as a business owner, so that you can focus on what it is that you love doing, or what it is that you are passionate about doing, what it is that you are an expert on, you know, and delegate the rest so that you can focus on that, and especially the income generating activities that you need for your business. So highly encourage you to go there now. HITvirtual.com. That's www.hitvirtual.com, and take advantage of the free consultation that Karen and her company is offering us. Again, that link is www.hitvirtual.com. Karen, thank you so much for being so generous and sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thanks, Marie.
Thinking of starting a podcast? Seriously consider starting a podcast of your own, remembering that it will allow you to grow in ways you never imagined. It will grow your email list, your audience, your influence, and your bank account. Go to podcastprofitsystem.com to get started. That's www.podcastprofitsystem.com.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.